Can you believe we are already to episode 40 of a promised minimum 52 episodes in season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. My podcasts to you are always absolutely free, courtesy of my sponsors, which is why I appreciate those of you who understand when I talk about my sponsors at the top of the podcast. In this case, it is Hooters, which has sponsored this fantasy football podcast for 7 years running now. OriginalHooters.com for all the locations in the Tampa Bay area. They are celebrating 40 years, and on the 4th of each month, they have throwback events with 83-cent wings and other great specials unique to the 4th of each month. Remember, they have $6 drinks all day, every day. I thank Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Recording this early Thursday afternoon, so keep that in mind whenever you listen to the podcast. If there has been some clarity on injuries or otherwise involving some players that I discuss or I do not discuss, as all these things are time sensitive, so please keep checking status on any of your players that you need, as I don't know when this will post, nor when you will listen to it. I am pretty darn sure you will not hear this until after the Thursday night game between the Buccaneers and the Bills, because I'm recording this on Thursday early afternoon after we get word that Mayfield is a go, Godwin was a go. Not too much doubt about that. I doubt either are a big part of anyone's starting lineup anyway. And from the Bills standpoint, anyone that you would normally start, I'm pretty sure you would be starting in the Thursday night game against the Buccaneers. And the only surefire Buccaneer starter is Mike Evans, who referenced this earlier this week on episode 39, first time we busted out the big board, and we did it on average points per game played, not total points for the season. So if a player missed a game due to injury or missed a week due to bye, that factors in. It's just for the games that they actually played, whether they finished those games or not due to injury. Sometimes they're hurt. Evans, a top 14 wide receiver in per game points, according to my 21st century standard scoring settings. Josh Allen, now 3.5 years running as the number one overall producer of fantasy points. And Diggs, quietly, wide receiver 4 through the first 7 weeks of the season, based on average points per game played. I did not bust out a big board until week 8. I did not go game by game previewing players you might want to have or consider playing from games. Doing that today in episode 40. Really switched it up this year. Hope you appreciate it. As you know, as time goes on, we try different things. We get more creative or unique with content, and everything seems to be going really well. And if you have any suggestions on things you would like to hear me do, please send them to me at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Remember, I'm on Twitter, X, and Instagram also, at ToddWright2121. So Sunday games, nothing in internationally. Next week, maybe the best international game we've ever had. Germany on this hybrid surface, which I guess is 90% grass and 10% other things to, I don't know, make the grass better, safer. It's a hybrid surface in Germany, different than the one that the Bucks Falcons last year played on over there, with a lot of guys slipping around. Kind of like a Super Bowl. Yeah. Chiefs-Dolphins, although maybe no Tyreek Hill in that game, which would totally change the dynamic of the game overall. But yeah, Chiefs-Dolphins in Germany a week removed. Right? Yeah, a week removed. So here we go. Sunday, early window, Jets-Giants. Really the only guys you can consider playing in this game Breece Hall and, depending on his health, Saquon Barkley. Jaguars, Steelers. ETN, most definitely. Don't get too excited about Najee finally getting in the end zone last week against the Rams. Still, there aren't a lot of Steelers to get excited about. I guess I'd probably be more excited about Pickens, but to me, he's sort of a fringe starter at this point because of the lack of consistent production. Eagles, Commanders. Yeah, it's the run of A.J. Brown. Look, Jalen Hurts is QB2 on my big board, but A.J. Brown is just behind Stephon Diggs at wide receiver 5. 5 straight big games in a row, and Devontae Smith not producing. Jalen Hurts seems that he's a little limited with a knee injury, but A.J. Brown has had quite a run of 5 straight weeks. From the Commander standpoint, yeah, you can roll out Brian Robinson. I mean, on my big board, he's RB14 in terms of his per-game point production for the Commanders. Hard-running guy, just give him the ball, work between and off tackle. Nothing exciting, but he gets touches and he gets you some production. Rams, Cowboys. From the Rams standpoint, Nakua may be the best play here because of the noted dip in the touches. Granted, it was against the Steelers, so they had a game plan for Cooper Kupp, but Dallas will certainly have a game plan for Cooper Kupp as well, and it's not like Matt Stafford is going to have a lot of time in the pocket when you've got two of the top 5 win rates coming at him in Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence. So Puka Nacua, since Kyron Williams still out, many of you following sort of the shuffle with the Rams running backs, many of you may have claimed Henderson this week or last week, Royce Freeman last week or next week. But Nacua is probably the best guy to play in that game from the Rams standpoint. I also find it interesting, Brett Maher, who had been okay, he actually had been a very good fantasy kicker until the last couple of weeks, and then he had 3 misses, 2 field goals and an extra point in a Rams loss at home to the Steelers. Was he kind of worried about going to Dallas to kick? And was that spooking him in advance? You know, of course not, but he gets cut before he would kick in Dallas against the Cowboys for another team. I just think that's really interesting. From the Cowboys standpoint, we noted this earlier this week. The Cowboys do not have a single player in the top 14 on the big board in point per game production this year. Not one. Considering, you fire all the shit at the Cowboys you want, but from an offensive production and a fantasy production the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, they've had guys that you wanted in the starting lineup. Dak's not a top 14 quarterback. Pollard's not a top 14 running back. Lamb's not a top 14 wide receiver. No Dalton Schultz. They don't even have, you know, a tight end worth starting. Ferguson gets plenty of looks near the goal line. He kind of gets the options near the goal line that you would want Pollard or Lamb to get. So from the Cowboys standpoint, I guess it's Lamb. I just think there's the potential for more points there than there is from Pollard, who's not finding the end zone as much this year. And the Cowboys certainly could use him doing that. Vikings, Packers off the Vikings Monday night win. You better have Jordan Addison in your lineup after what we just saw, because Jefferson's not back. Hockenson had a good game, but Addison had a spectacular game. And the Vikings, conflicting info on what to make of their running back situation. Look, I cut Alexander Mattison this week. I drafted him. I hung in there. I think I played him once. Just he's not getting it done the way Dalvin Cook got it done to score touchdowns in the red zone. They've tried to use him in the passing game. That's not great either. They did get Cam Akers more in the Niners game, but it was how they used Cam Akers that was he wasn't very efficient, but they kept rolling him out there. It feels like they may be transitioning to Cam Akers from Madison here, even off that win against the Niners. But the guy you want in your lineup is Addison, although Cousins is up to QB7 on my big board, probably available in a percentage of leagues, although it's a no bye week at all. But Kirk Cousins may be available if you're looking for a starting quarterback for some reason, or just giving up on somebody, or you know, you're still dealing with Deshaun Watson stuff, or you know, Brock Purdy likely not going to play. There's some things going on. Green Bay, yeesh, where do you go here? You're waiting for Aaron Jones to be 100%, right? So just keep checking status on him. And if he's 100%, you want to play him. Yeah, you want to play him if he's 100%. You've been hanging on to him. It's midseason. You're like, I really, really need him to get going. Falcons, Titans. All right, Titans going to start Will Levis against all that Falcons defensive talent. That doesn't seem good. Clearly, Derrick Henry all year has been the only guy, the guy worth playing. This could be his last game in Tennessee. Could be. So factor that in. Falcons, I have no idea what Arthur Smith is doing. And I'm not going to question the self-proclaimed genius at this point. He kind of looks like, you know, the latest Liberty Mutual ad where the main guy is reading the script and he's going to get crushed by a piano and get replaced by the guy who did auditions a year or so ago and said Liberty Bibberty and couldn't even get through the script. And then he says, he doesn't even have a mustache. And then he puts on a mustache crooked. That guy putting on the mustache crooked looks better than Arthur Smith with his mustache. So I don't know what you do with Bijan Robinson this week after last week, after all season. Bijan Robinson still doesn't have a rushing touchdown with the Falcons, just a couple of receiving touchdowns. Kyle Pitts, as much as I have battered Kyle Pitts and fantasy owners of Kyle Pitts for a couple of years now, Arthur Smith is making Kyle Pitts even tougher to get production out of because he's lining him up against opposing corners who can actually run with Pitts. Now, granted, late in the Buck game, Pitts with a deep crossing route and Ridder drops it in for the key yardage to get Koo a chance to win the game, which he did. That was poor defense. Big surprise with the game on the line by Todd Bowles. By the way, Buccaneers, Todd Bowles, defensive head coach, Buccaneers, worst in the NFL getting off the field on third down. Worst. Almost 50% of opponents convert on third down against the Buccaneers. So from the Falcons standpoint, yeah, I don't know who you play here. I really don't. It wouldn't surprise me if Algier has the most points. Pitts has been better, but that's not saying much. You know, you're not running out to start Desmond Ridder. I own Bijan Robinson at the time of this podcast. By the time they kick off, I may not own him anymore. I'm not cutting him. Someone said the same thing that I was listening to as it related to fantasy, saying with Bijan Robinson that I'm not cutting him, but yeah, at this point, this hasn't. You draft that guy that early with all those credentials out of Texas, and they're like the London game, they didn't play him the entire first quarter. So was he sick then too? I mean, is this something we should be concerned about? And it's just getting out now? Is, you know, is there an issue medically with Bijan Robinson, or is Arthur Smith just finding a way to fuck up a great player? Patriots-Dolphins. Zeke's gotten in the end zone for a couple of games. I didn't even look too specifically at what the heck they did in putting points up against the Bills. So I'll look at that right now. I don't own any Patriots. I have no interest in any Patriots. I mean, yeah, Zeke got in the end zone, but 11 for 31 in a touch. Kendrick Bourne had a touch, 6 for 63. Mac Jones, 2 touchdowns. I guess you hope for Zeke to fall in the end zone if you own him. But obviously there's not a lot exciting there when it comes to Patriots offensive players. Let me see if I can get back to the schedule. Well, we know they're going up against the Dolphins. Keep checking status on Tyreek Hill. Feels like he may not go this week. So that would elevate, health permitting, Jalen Waddle's status. It would hurt Tua because Tua doesn't get you anything on the ground. So this may turn into a Dolphin game where they just kind of hammer it on the ground, although Mostert's not 100%. Could this be a game where we see some Jeff Wilson because we didn't last week? It's messy. Keep checking status on Tyreek Hill. Saints-Colts. For the Saints, Kamara. Just catching a ton of balls out of the backfield. Not scoring a lot of touchdowns. Not rushing for a lot or a lot of touchdowns. But he's their best offensive guy. Colts, they got some options. Taylor, I mean, at some point, Zach Moss is going to flash again. Downs, someone I even picked up in one of my leagues. Minshew's not bad. Minshew's going to put up numbers. So, but Taylor finally delivered some value for those of you who drafted and held him. Texans, Panthers. Seems like a good C.J. Stroud spot. I picked up C.J. Stroud this week to play him, and if he plays well, he may continue playing. I'm at the point where I'm looking at moving on from Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's at the Niners this week. That isn't going to be easy. No excuse because Kirk Cousins just tore up the Niners. So I'm looking at other options there. Pass-first offense with the Texans. C.J. Stroud, battle of number one versus number two quarterback. Stroud even stood up for Bryce Young this week. So, I mean, he's into it. From the Panthers' standpoint, it's just Thielen. Thielen. A lot of garbage time there. Browns, Seahawks. No Deshaun, so nothing in the passing game seems too exciting there. I guess Pierre Strong might be a guy who, if you need to plug and play a running back, because we've seen this in the past with Browns running backs when they go down the depth chart. Stefanski tends to have running backs who can produce. From Seattle's standpoint, no receiver's been really doing much for Seattle. Geno Smith had a better game last week. He's way off his pace from last year. Keep checking status on Ken Walker. I think he's going to go. You know, he's in every game RB1 for you on my big board. Through 7 weeks, he is RB8 on the big board. Bengals, 49ers. I just talked about Joe Burrow. I think the only one you comfortably can – it's not even comfortably. There's no Bengals you can comfortably start every week through 7 weeks, and that stinks. I'm a T. Higgins owner. I wish I wasn't. Someone, I guess, said this week, it wasn't Matthew Berry, I think it was somewhere else, buy low on T. Higgins. Yeah, well, I'll sell. Anyone wants to buy low on T. Higgins, I'm listening. Because I feel I wasted a pick there. Same with Joe Burrow. It has not worked out. Joe Mixon, nope. More of an RB2 right now, not scoring. So it's Jamar Chase, kind of Jamar Chase or nothing. I think I saw Jamar Chase has 45% of the Bengals passing yardage. That's a big share. 49ers, it's all about McCaffrey, especially if they're going to, I always forget his name. The guy who's quarterback in the Niners, Sam Darnold, I'm sorry. It's a mental block I have with his name. I know all about his background, USC, top pick of the Jets, goes to Carolina. I always forget his name, and I don't forget a lot of names. Not sure what that means for Ayuk, who's been modestly efficient, but after the two touchdowns in week one, leaves me wanting more since he's on both my teams. Chiefs Broncos, look. Mahomes, Kelsey, and Pacheco, right? Pacheco. I know a lot of excitement over this Rashee Rice, but Pacheco is an RB1, playing at an RB1 level. From the Broncos standpoint, as Jeff Probst would say, sorry, this is not the Survivor podcast, got nothing for you. Yeah. Russell Wilson's been all right. He's been all right. Mims may be a good NFL player, but he's not fantasy worthy in this group. Ravens Cardinals. Is this the last week for the Gus Bus and Justice Hill? And could the Ravens actually cut the deal and bring in Derrick Henry? Could they? We keep hearing they're in this. There are other teams in this. The Titans may not do anything. But could Derrick Henry, could this be the last week? And that just sort of ends the whole running back rotation in Baltimore for the rest of the year if you put Derrick Henry on this group. Andrews, two touchdowns last week. I picked him up on waivers and played him. Thank you. From the Cardinals standpoint, nothing to get excited about until Murray plays or they get Connor back. Bears Chargers, Foreman. I saw that Roshan is a full go, but why would you take carries away from Foreman right now, who even is catching balls out of the backfield? This Tyson, Deontay, backup quarterback running back combo, play it out, especially against Staley and the Chargers, who could be winless. And from the Chargers standpoint, you just got to keep playing the hot hand in Keenan Allen. And Justin Herbert is QB5, but Keenan Allen is wide receiver 3 on my big board. Monday night, Raiders Lions. For the Raiders, I guess it's Adams. I guess you're playing Adams. I know a number of people are starting Jacoby Myers these days, because I guess Adams is just consistently drawing so much attention that Myers is open. Maybe Jimmy G back in this game, maybe not. I think this is a smash spot for the Lions on Monday night. So if you got Lions and they're healthy, as of Thursday afternoon, it feels like David Montgomery isn't healthy. But, Gibbs, definitely Amon Ra, definitely Jared Goff at home. So, and I guess in a mandatory tight end league, you're starting Laporta. That's what I got for you. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com for any of your fantasy questions. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters in the Tampa Bay area. For locations, visit originalhooters.com. Thanks for listening.